Happy New Year. We are going to go straight into going through the Denim Project, which is your new two-week project that you're going to be working on. And then there's time at the end you can ask any of us about questions about the next bit. So you've kind of got four weeks of teaching, 2 weeks where you're going to have interviews for those of you applying for BA courses. And then you have like a little break, reassess your work, and then you're writing your final major project. And then you go, it's like kind of like super, super fast. So I'm gonna go through it in more detail in a minute. What I suggest, there's some references on here. I'll put this up on Moodle in a minute, and I'll put the actual brief up, the Denim brief on Moodle. So you guys had your Inwards Outwards project over Christmas. And the idea of that was for you to kind of research yourself, thinking about like maybe a digital detox, thinking about looking at your histories, what you spend money on, what you look at, what your interests are, what you don't like. So it's kind of like trying to find information about yourself. That information and that research will then be integral for this part of the second part, which is the Denim project. So Denim is your material that you're working with for the next 2 weeks. You can only work with Denim, that's your restriction. Your concept and your research material will come from the research that you gathered over Christmas. And you'll be doing group tutorials with your tutors today, so you'll kind of look at what you've got, bring kind of to the table your own research, talking groups, and then think about how maybe an element that you might then develop for your Denim project. So it's a 2 week project. You then have these 2 weeks where you're gonna be doing, we're gonna be helping with your portfolios. We won't be with you, you're going to be allocated time slots. So in week 3 and week 4, it's a bit like progress tutorials. You'll look down the list, find your name, and then you'll be given a day, and you'll be given an allocated time slot. The rest of the time, we'd expect you to be in working. So you could actually continue working on this project for, like, it could be a 4-week project. Or it might be that you do this for 2 weeks and you go back to some of your other projects and rework on some of your other projects. This is parts from the design, from the brief. I'm going to give you the brief, I'll put it up on Moodle. This is kind of part from the images that are on the brief. So this idea that you're working with recycled and secondhand denim would be great. You might be that you want to buy lengths of denim, if you're, especially if you're a textile student, if you're a fashion student and you're thinking about silhouettes. We'd kind of like you to work with secondhand and reused denim as a starting point. And thinking about how you could kind of reuse it and make it into something new. We've put on here the Boro textiles, which is a traditional Japanese method where you're, and it's about this idea of mending and redoing and making, and it's kind of textiles which are passed through of different generations, sometimes like 6-7 generations of family, normally carried out by women. And this idea of having an item or piece of fabric and then you're fixing it and mending it, and then giving it on to the next generation. And then if it gets worn out somewhere else again, like your fits, so it's quite patchwork, but really beautiful as a reference for you for denim. Marcus Almeida, a designer that graduated from the MA at St. Christopher Martins, they're Portuguese. They're a couple and they work predominantly with denim. Their first kind of collections, their MA collection and their collections that they, their kind of debut collections were just all about denim. And they kind of did these different things where they were shredding denim, washing denim by hand, and then kind of pulling bits of threads out and kind of shredding denim and cutting into it. So they've got some really nice references. Their earlier stuff that they were doing in 2011 is really interesting from their graduate collection. Okay, so you're just working with denim for 2 weeks. I'm not gonna read all of this out. This is on your brief, the project context. But it's a cotton wool face twill, and you've got a weft and a weave, a weft and a warp thread. So the twill weaving process produces a diagonal ribbing of the denim that distinguishes it from cotton ducks. If you look at denim, types of denim, and depending on where your denim's from, and you have like this kind of diagonal twill. So it's a characteristic of most indigo denim that only the warp threads are dyed and the weft threads inside remain white. That's not the case with every single denim. The indigo dyeing process, in which the core of the warp threads remain white, creates the fading characteristic. So this idea that you have denim, and then the more you kind of wash it or you wear it, it kind of changes. and it might change the colour, but also the thickness of the denim. So you might have something that's like a thick Japanese kind of denim, and then as it kind of wears and wears, it kind of becomes a different kind of density, and you know, it kind of wears, the actual colour wears, but also that it becomes softer. So you have, your restriction is for 2 weeks, so you're working with the material of denim. So it's a materials-based project, so it's for both textiles and fashion, you're doing exactly the same project, slightly different outcomes. You must use the material in an innovative way. We want you to think about the techniques and the skills of what you've kind of learned before Christmas and bring that into this project. So it might be that those of you that are thinking that you're interested in maybe developing print, you develop that for this project. If those of you are thinking of applying for knit courses, it might be that you're shredding the knit and kind of trying to knit with denim threads, and you know, kind of making your own threads, cutting up denim. Think about the different processes and look, almost think about what you were working on in the last previous projects, maybe in part two of the course, and think about how you might want to bring that in for this project. So we have arranged that over the next 2 weeks we will do different workshops, and that's on the brief. And so you'll be doing, so if you're a design student, fashion student, you might be doing draping 3D construction. We're going to do a couple of days where you'll be on rotation, so there'll be 1 hour workshops. So you might have an hour with me, an hour with Chris, an hour with Petra, an hour with Vic, and an hour with Suzanne, all doing something different but for this project. So it means that fashion and textile students are all having the same rotation. As always, document your design ideas and material manipulation through drawing and photography. It's really important. So this project is one of your main projects that will go in your portfolio for the BA tutors. And really make sure that your research is accompanied by written notes on workflow and in your sketchbooks. Because we've got part two assessment coming up, and I think the students who were referred in part one, I'd say probably 90% of the referrals was just about workflow. And about there being like lots of images. So your workflow, the students who were referred, your workflow kind of looked like Pinterest. I didn't know where it was from, who'd made the work, if it was an artist who'd made it, a photographer, and why you put it up. So you need to really make that work for this, for in your sketchbooks, but also for workflow. You need to annotate why you're putting these references in your sketchbook, why you're putting them on workflow. Okay, so you have this 2 weeks. You're starting today, not this Thursday, next Thursday, I think is the 16th. We would like you to have some kind of final outcome. This is because the BA fashion and BA textile tutors are going to come and have a look at your work as kind of like an informal look around the studio. And we asked them last year, and we couldn't make it work in at the right time that we were in. So Chris New, who's head of menswear, Stephanie Cooper, who's head of FDM, Anne Ma, who's head of textiles at CSM, and we've got two textiles tutors and two fashion tutors confirmed so far. They're all from CSM. I've just kept it within the group that we know at CSM. Hopefully Elisa might come from print. So they're going to come, not this Thursday, next Thursday, for an informal look around the studios. They're going to come at 2 o'clock. So you put your work around, they would have a look. So when you're doing the crit, they would kind of have a look around, and it's a really good opportunity for them to see you talking, but also for them to look at the work and to kind of like just kind of keep an eye out for people, so they're going to see you in a few weeks later for your interviews. So you need to make this project amazing. No pressure. So for your final outcome, what I would say for your final outcome, you can make it as you want. So if you're applying for, I know lots of you are applying for fashion and textiles. So we would expect a series of textile samples. We would expect to see part of a garment, or it might be that because you're doing draping, it might be that you want to make a garment or part of a garment. But you think about, is it for menswear, womenswear, print on it? I know from doing your references and from the students that I spoke to that there's a number of you that are applying for like print and FDM and making textiles. So you're probably thinking, oh, what do I need? So you need to just work as you would with this project, to do, aim it so that you've got a series of textiles samples, but also think about how you might present, if you're applying for textiles, how you might present your textiles samples. Are they textiles for the body? Is it textiles for interior? How, you know, what is it, textiles in the gallery context? If you're applying for fashion courses, we'd want to see part of a garment construction, but we'd want to see how you've manipulated the denim. So you haven't just gone to the shop, bought denim, and then worked it. It's a material-based project. So we want to see how you've kind of manipulated the denim in some way. Yeah.
So I think, especially knowing that the age is coming in, there's going to be a bit of a feeling of, if you're fashion, you want to make a whole garment. It isn't the focus of the project. Don't get hung up on that. The reason we say part of a garment is because that's what's achievable within a 2-week time frame. So the main focus is that you have the full development of the project. That's what the BHUs want to see. That's what you're going to use for your portfolio. So I know that there'll be some people that are just like, yeah, I'm going to fit in this whole outfit and I'm going to do the project. It just isn't achievable. So just be realistic with what you know you can deliver, with the main focus being work that you can use for portfolio, which is loads of sketchbook development work.
I think that the BA should just say to us that the thing that they're looking for mainly is how you're really great at research. When we speak to BA students, they're like, our best students, they're amazing at research. It will come from your foundation course. So they're going to be looking at sketchbooks and looking and thinking, wow, shit, they looked at this person, looked at this person. Their drawings are really interesting. Their sample's really interesting. So it is you'll put your work out as you did for previous projects, where you kind of have a selection of different work. It doesn't need to be a polished portfolio, because that's what we're going to do with you for the following weeks. So just some people to maybe look at for inspiration. So I've talked about Marcus Almeida and how they kind of work with denim. And on the right, this is really interesting. So they would look at how they were applying different foils and different films over the top of denim to make denim waterproof, but also kind of just to really kind of experimenting with how you'd use the fabric and then bonding other fabrics on top of existing denim. Working, so it doesn't need to just be in blue. You could be working in a different color palette. So think about that. As I said before, I think to look, there's some really great, and there's a couple of really great library books at King's Cross. I think they're reference only on borrowed textiles. One of them's quite an old reference book. But also you should look at about 5 years ago now, there was an amazing borrowed textiles at the Somerset House. There was an amazing exhibition, and it's one man who's collected over about 20 years borrowed textiles from Japan for a 20-year period. And it was an exhibition that was at Somerset House. I'll see if I can find a link and I'll put it up on Moodle. But the way that he displayed them were really beautiful, but they were just incredible when you saw them. And it said like how many generations had been passed down. You know, some of them, there were hundreds and hundreds of years old. Again, thinking about, you know, this idea of using different color palettes, this idea of mending, this idea of using secondhand and used denim, I think would be really great for this project. I think actually this was from the exhibition, so they were like parts of garments that had kind of been passed down and then like reconfigured into different types of garments and then made smaller for children, and then kind of this idea of like redoing these and mending things. I thought he's really interesting if you guys look at, especially if you're, I mean, it's more menswear, but Nigel Caborn is a menswear designer, but he's really like looks at workwear. He's amazing to follow on Instagram. He's 75, I think. He travels around the world. I know. I'm literally obsessed with him. I met him when I did that Fred Perry project. I didn't know who he was. I sat down, we had a dinner. We did this project with Fred Perry. I was sat next to him for about 6 years ago. And I was like, I kind of fell in love with him. And everything was telling me about, he's got a warehouse that's up in Yorkshire somewhere, near Sunderland, where he's got all this archive and military stuff. And he's like, you must come. And I was like, yeah, yeah. Like, his stories are amazing. And then I went to the toilet and I was like, who is this guy? And then I was like that in the toilet Googling. And I was like, oh my God. And I was like, he's quite famous. And then I went back and I was like, yeah. And then, you know, I was like, I think I wrote my name on a bit of paper. I didn't have a card. I was like, yeah, you know, very keen. But he does really amazing collaborations with designers, and he's friends with, he does collaborations with Comme des Garçons, he does stuff with Margaret Howe, Fred Perry. But on Instagram, he travels the world. He's got this really cool young team that he works with, and they, by trying to be in that team. and I think I'm too old. But he basically sources military wear and work wear in really amazing markets. So like all around the world. So it's him like going with his design team around the world to like places in Japan or places in Africa, sourcing materials for like military wear. He's kind of amazing.
Just putting them there because
I'm slightly obsessed with him. These guys are Thorstein Steinmetz, and graduated from the MA, I think. I think they did as a girl. I think she did the DA as well, and the MA. But really amazing stuff with denim. And when she did her collection, when her collection first showed, when she graduated and she got the New Generation bursary, it's kind of like these amazing, incredible silhouettes. You almost couldn't believe that they could be made out of denim. So, you know, kind of like really deconstructing the denim. You know, it's very structural, you know, so really think of denim in a different way, not using it as it is, really pushing the boundaries and like playing around with it.
She's also hand weaving her own denim. So that's her main thing, that she actually makes. That's why also her clothing is so extremely expensive, because she's actually making, hand weaving the fabric itself.
And we referenced her in the early contextual practice lessons. So she's all about sustainability, but she understands that it's the sustainable version possible. So she considers herself responsible designer rather than sustainable. So her process is kind of now led by that.
Really amazing, you know, beautiful shapes and silhouettes. I put him in, yes, it's Naomi, I think of him. This is a photographer, Karl Heinz Weinberger. There's a couple of really great books in the library. He's kind of like a documentary photographer. This work is like from the 70s and 80s, and this is from a book where he's photographed kind of, it was gay men in clubs, but and about like looking at details of their clothes and make some of them, there's quite a lot of denim in a lot of his work. But like, this is just so amazing, so cool, with the, instead of a zip, but with big fastenings and bolts, it's kind of cool. Ian Berry, so an installation artist, a fine artist, but working with denim and textiles. So a lot of his work is using a blue color palette, using denim, deconstructing it, laser cutting it, cutting into it by hand, and doing installations. And when you look at his work, it looks like he kind of works for events and presentations, but also for a gallery context. So I think it's really interesting for textiles. Students are thinking that they want to do textiles, but not to do with their body, not to do with fashion. This idea of kind of working with a space and environment, but using a material, think about how you might use it in a different way. And then this is a couple, and actually you'll see Bradley on Wednesday, but we did this denim project, so that would have been four years ago we did the denim project, and it was a really strong year, so Bradley's in the final year now. Coming in, Chris will explain it in a minute. On Wednesday, he's going to come in and show his portfolio. But he is a final year student. And the year that we did the denim projects, so 4 years ago, it was a really strong year. And students made some really amazing parts of garments, or like sections of garments. But there were parts of garments that they could then, you could photograph it in a way that you could get away with pretending that it was actually like a whole jacket, or, you know, so the way that they photographed it was really clever. But I just wanted to show you, so they were doing mock-ups in like toiles, and then they were working with denim. But they had some quite interesting outcomes from the denim project. This was a textile student, I can't remember her name, but who was working with denim, kind of found denim, but also then introducing knit as well. So the student was wanting to do knit as a textile student. So incorporating knit, but then also working with manipulating the denim as well. So it wasn't just denim and knit, there was kind of like this fusion in the middle where it joined. And then that was another outcome from the denim. Whose was that? That was it. Oh. This is Jamie Sutherland's work. So Jamie's coming in on Wednesday as well. You know, so it might be that it's Chris was saying, so it's a section of the, so like a really beautiful patchwork part of a pocket, which is denim, or kind of a section that's been kind of worked on. So it doesn't need to be a whole
parts of garment, you know, we think that that's actually a garment that's constructed and that someone's wearing it, but it could just be something, a part or something, and the way they've photographed it, they've kind of, you know, you've got an illusion that they've made a final garment, but they haven't actually done that. And then, this is a pair of pants, I don't know if it's what that is. But, so that's again, you know, so again, so working with the material, but then thinking about how you'd maybe kind of play around with shapes by having kind of these box shapes with things like panels underneath it. So again, kind of working with the material, but then kind of changing the silhouette. I've put this in. So there is, there's a school in Amsterdam that Una and I went to visit in September, and it's called the Jean School. It's, I put some references on the design brief, and it's the only school in Europe that you can just specialize in denim and jean. And most of the students, I think it's like 99% of them, get jobs in industry. In Amsterdam, there's a huge denim market. So you've got people like Levi's, Diesel, Wrangler, Tommy Hilfiger. Their design headquarters are in Amsterdam, and their factories are in Amsterdam. And, but it's quite, it's much, it's more commercial, but it's for their, it's a very kind of denim focused place. So they've set up this school, someone I know set it up, called the Jean School, and they're kind of, it's very tiny at the moment, so it's in its infancy, but they're doing degree courses there, and they're doing 2-year or 3-year degree courses. And when Una and I went, then they've got their own indigo dyeing machines, it's amazing, like the facilities are amazing. So when Una and I went, we said we wanted to do some kind of collaboration, but I think there's about 25 students and there's 156 of you. So we also met in the school, there's this mill, which is based in Turkey, but it's a sustainable mill in Turkey that's making denim, and set, and kind of lots of designers all over the world are using them. They've got a part of the school, so they're kind of, they're, all the students are only using the denim that's coming from this mill in Turkey. And there's some really interesting information about denim and dyeing, and because it's really harmful for the environment for the traditional methods of dyeing indigo and the use of denim. So I put this in because I'd like you guys to reference this, use this to look at in your for your research for workflow. And they've got a whole section, the links on the project on the brief will kind of send you to this, about the way that this company are kind of working, and about minimizing harmful impact on the crop protection practices. So I think it's really interesting that there's a whole mill in Turkey that's kind of set up now that they're doing this, and they're producing the denim for all of the industry. Loads of designers in Europe are using this mill in Turkey. So the idea is that what we've said is, at the timing now for you guys and for the school in Amsterdam, they're going on a trip to America, so the timing isn't great for us to do a collaboration at the moment. What we've said is that we would photograph, at the end of this project, we're going to photograph your textile samples. So it might be that it applies more to textile students. It might be if you're a fashion student and you've made some really amazing textile samples in fashion, in the fashion group. We're going to document the samples, send it as a PDF to the fashion school, the Jean School, and then the students are going to look at the samples. And if there's samples that they said they were going to select maybe 2 or 3 students, that they would work with those samples, and then maybe in about 4 weeks' time you'd send those samples over to them, and then they're going to try and recreate them on a larger scale, and maybe make a garment. So that's what Una and I are hoping to do. So what they would want, because they're kind of more commercial in terms of their design output, they're looking for interesting textile techniques. And when we went to the Jean School, they've got a section in the school where they're selling the product that the students are making. And the students get part of the money, and then part of the money goes back to the school. And so I mean, there's potential that if one of you kind of made an amazing textile, and then they could kind of reproduce it in a larger way over in at the school in Amsterdam, there's potential that it could even be put into like a series of like 20, you know, they design 20 items of your, using your denim. So I think it's exciting. But they're in this collaboration with this mill as well. So I think, look at this. There's also this mill that I found called ISCO. And I found that because I went to Bianca Saunders' show yesterday. And one of her garments is made out of denim, and she's kind of credited this company. And this is a mill, and their denim contains a mix of reused and or recycled materials, improving sourcing efficiency throughout the entire field to fabric production. So that's the iscodenim.com is the link to their. So it's like another mill that's kind of producing denim, but really kind of looking at the way that they would find denim and how they would reuse it, and also it's mainly about the dyeing process. So I think if you go on their website, they've got a sustainability heading as well. So I think that's really interesting for you to look at. This was an image from Bianca's show yesterday. So it was denim, and it's got this incredible. So it looks like it's printed. It kind of looks like it's stonewashed, but kind of in certain areas, but as a print, it's great. On the brief, there's a bibliography. So we've got books here. There's some more books that we've also added. These are all books that are in the library over at King's Cross. And then in terms of looking ahead, so you've got this for 2 weeks, and the idea is that you're working with denim as a material, but your concept for this project is an element from your inwards outwards project. So hopefully the research that you did over Christmas, there's an aspect that some of you, maybe it's about yourself or about something you're interested in, you'd want to kind of develop further, and that's going to be your concept and your idea and your research, and you take that forward with using denim as your material. So you'll have an opportunity to go through that more detail with these guys in the studio. In terms of looking ahead, you have 2 weeks for this project. You have 2 weeks where we're doing portfolio preparation for your interviews. I know there's about 3 students, I think, who aren't applying for BA applications this year. You can then can just continue. We'd ask you to come and do a portfolio, which it's for your part 2 assessment. But you can kind of work in a different way. So you'll be given a time slot, and you're going to be working, you'll be having a time slot with 2 people in 1 hour, so there'll be 2 of you. So it means you get to see what other people are doing in their portfolios as well, so it's quite nice. We're going to advise you what to put in your portfolios. We're going to ask you, I'll remind you before we ask you to come in, but we want you to bring all the work that you made on foundations since specialisation. We want you to bring in work maybe that you did special students, we'd expect you to bring in work that you did in part 1. And I think diagnostic students, before you specialise, would ask you to think about any of the projects that you did, like the 1 day or the 1 week projects that you think would be working in your portfolio. Generally, we say not to put any A-level work in. And that's because we look at your foundation work, and then we look at your A-level work, and it's completely nothing different. I saw a couple of people who showed me some things when I did their progress tutorials before Christmas, and there were like a couple of things that they showed me that on their phones were from A level, and I thought they could be developed because there were certain things in there. So what I'd say is we're bringing all your foundation work in from specialisation, some of part 1. If you've got something that you want to show us from A level, you can bring it in if you think it's relevant, but there's no way that we're looking at whole portfolios of A level work, so we don't have time to do that. The week commencing the 3rd of February is UP, which is University Progression, so that's in 4 weeks' time. So you basically have 4 weeks to make amazing work. We can help you with your portfolios. You'll have an opportunity to revisit old projects. So when you have your portfolio preparation, I think we've allowed maybe 2 times, so you have a time slot, and then there's sign-up time slots, so if you want to then come back and show us your portfolio again for final check. When you do your portfolio preparation, we might say, okay, this project was really good, but you need to do an additional 2 development sheets. We're going to give you a list of things to do. So you're going to have lots of things that we're going to ask you to do. The week commencing the 3rd of February, that whole week, that's dedicated to CSM interviews. So if you've applied for a CSM course, it will be in that week. The second week are for other UAL courses. So if you've applied for a course at LCF, Camberwell, Chelsea, LCC, those interviews take place in the second week. At the moment, the admin team are putting your references that we've written with your application for UCAS, and then the actual deadline is the 15th of January. So I'd imagine in 2 weeks' time, some of you might find out earlier, depending on when they're sent off, you'll then start getting, you'll get an email saying you've applied for these courses, these are the dates that your interviews are on. What happened last year is you had to choose when you wanted to have your interview. There's a drop-down menu. So we don't send this, this comes from UCAS and it comes from CSM. So for that week of the 3rd of February, you'd get an interview saying, you know, Joe, you've got an interview with Fashion Prints. It's on Monday, but you could do any of these times. And there's a drop-down menu, and you select what time, if it's in the morning or the afternoon. And that's so that you can then try and work out, if you've got interviews on similar times, how you want to plan out your week. That doesn't come from us, that comes from the VA administration team. So I reckon maybe in 2 weeks you'll find that out. I think the other courses like Westminster, Kingston, Brighton, Glasgow, Edinburgh, other courses outside of UAL, they'll start contacting you probably in about 2 or 3 weeks' time as well. And historically you'd have longer time to prepare your portfolio, but it seems to me that nowadays everyone's kind of doing it earlier because everyone wants to know who their students they've got and how many places they have. So I'd say that in the next 2 weeks you'd kind of start finding out times. If some of you start finding out your times and then some of you haven't found out, then just come to Una and I and we can kind of check that your application has been processed. Okay, so from the 3rd to the 6th of February, there are no stopping for that week. There's Una and I are in. Una and I and Chris are in the second week, so there's no taught. For the 2 weeks that you have your UP, there's actually no taught classes. The second week of UP, we're going to ask you to come in and we're going to do a talk about your part for the rest of the course. On the 10th, the 11th, and the 12th, you've got your assessments. You bring your work in and you just drop it off on the Monday, on the 10th, and we'll assess your work. From the 17th to 21st, it's independent research for part three. So you would have had your interview, you're waiting for your interview. Sometimes it's this week here that you find out if you've got a place or not. So it's quite quick turnaround. I remember last year we came back from research week and people already knew if they got their places or not. So you're talking like in seven weeks' time you might know where you're going to go and do your BA. So this independent research week is basically you're writing your own project, and Una and I will do a talk before then, just go through what we're kind of expecting, what you could look for, how you'd start doing your research. It's kind of then you're on your own, you'll write your own project. We do tutorials, we do workshops, we love it. You guys come to us, you tell us what you're doing, within reason. But you have to kind of write a solid project week. So you have a week to do research. You have to write a project brief, you have to do your own bibliography, and then you're kind of working on that on your own. Are there any questions? Yeah.
Just before we get to questions, so we have 3 more sessions of architectural practice. So this Wednesday, Fashion 1, Textiles 1, you have a morning session, and then F&T 2 in the afternoon. You need to bring with you, we're starting to look at portfolios and how to put that together. So this is ahead of your individual tutorial sessions. So you need to bring A2 sheets, whether they're cartridge paper or lightweight card, it's up to you, and everything you might need to put those sheets together. So craft knives, scissors, bring white tack, and that's how we're gonna stick things down. You can share these things, obviously. We're not really sticking anything down permanently. So also, the last project you did, so use, reuse, it might be multiples for textiles, any one of them that you think is the strongest. What we're gonna be doing in the session is making one of the first pages for that project for your portfolio. So get some photocopies of the best bits of the introduction of that project. They're the beginning stages, the research development, the collages, maybe some samples, whatever it is. So just take a few photocopies. Don't photocopy every single page, please. Don't play with the size, keep it like the true size of whatever it is. We're going to be using that to do demonstrations of how you put portfolio pages together. We're also going to be having, as Joe mentioned, we've got ex-students coming in. We have two coming in for the morning session and two coming in for the afternoon session. They're going to be showing you their portfolios and talking to you about that process. You can ask them any questions. Then, so that's for this week, and then next week we're doing more development in portfolio stuff. So this is all ahead of your one-to-one. So by the time you have your one-to-one, you should be really clear about how to put those sheets together, and we'll be fine-tuning that. That's the idea. Also, regarding your research for denim, we had Carol Collette in the other week for Contextual Practice. She's now sent me all the links that she talked about. I'll put those up on Moodle, so they might be useful for this project, for more research.
You guys got any questions? Vic's got a question there. It's up to date though. Workflow. Workflow is back up, I think, now.
No, it's gone down.
Has it gone down again?
It's gone
down. It's not.
And then
the line to read everything. So do it in a Word document, or so you've got it, you're saving it, okay. Thanks.
Yeah, question?
Hang on, say again.
Will there be any sort of additional guidance or help with online?
With online? Oh, that's a good point. So if you apply, you can show us the work. So if you're applying outside of UAL, so all of the courses within UAL, you don't need to do a mini digital portfolio, but courses outside of UAL, you've applied and they might ask for a digital portfolio. It's normally 10 to 20.
Guys, quiet please.
10 to 20 sheets. What I would do is ask your tutors individually, because previously we've just said to students to document maybe 20 pieces, photograph 20 things in your work that show a range of research skills, sketchbook, design development, material manipulation, and a final outcome within a digital portfolio. But I think ask your tutors directly, and then they can help you.
We know that all the different institutions do have different requirements as well. So I think Kingston say specifically how many design sheets, how many whatever, like Joe said. So again, we can help.
Portfolio sizes,
that can be A2. So A2. I'm going to go and speak to the guy in the shop actually now, because when you do your portfolios, you're working to A2 size, and you need like a thin. It's like thicker than paper, but very, very thin card that they normally have in the shop. I remember last year a student came in and they'd gone to Kings Cross and bought really thick cards. When they were bringing their portfolio, it was super heavy. They could barely carry it.
So it's
almost like a cartridge.
Heavier than cartridge.
But I'm going to check that they're going to get loads of it in the shop. It's called Mount Card.
Lightweight.
Really
very, very
light. So don't, because if you're doing, so you're going to probably be doing like 20 to 25 A2 finished sheets in your portfolio. So we will be asking you in like 3 weeks' time to go and buy 20 to 25 sheets of paper. And you'll be having your sketchbooks to get ready in. But it's A2 size for the CSM applications and UAL applications. Any other questions before you go up?
No more questions? Okay, back to your classroom.